USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The day after President Donald Trump's election in November of 2016, the American Civil Liberties Union posted a message to him on their website saying, "See you in court." The president hasn't personally squared off against the ACLU from the witness stand, but the broader warning has happened. As of this week, the ACLU has filed nearly 400 lawsuits and other legal actions against the Trump administration. It prevailed in a U.S. Supreme Court case blocking the administration from placing citizenship questions on the 2020 census. It also spearheaded legal efforts that curtailed the policy of separating many migrant children from their parents. Of the lawsuits, 174 have dealt with immigrant rights, targeting the family separation policy, detention and deportation practices, and the administration's repeated attempts to make it harder to seek asylum at the U.S.-Mexican border. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The coronavirus continues worldwide as South Africa is reporting more than 8,300 new confirmed coronavirus cases as the country with the world's fifth largest caseload is now approaching 10,000 deaths. The new health ministry figures push the total cases in the African continent past the 1 million mark. South Africa's COVID-19 deaths are now at 9,298, with more than 400 additional deaths reported in the last 2 days. Montana Governor Steve Bullock says counties will be permitted to hold all-mail voting in November as a way to limit the spread of coronavirus. The Montana Association of Clerks and Recorders and the Montana Association of Counties urged the governor last month to allow that option. Republicans criticized the Democratic governor's orders, saying voters should have the right to go to the polling places if that's how they choose to cast their ballots. A GOP official said if Montanans are safely able to go to the grocery store and protest, they should be able to safely go to their polling location to vote on Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
COVID-19 continues to make things tough for America's farmers, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
According to the Wall Street Journal, more farmers are declaring bankruptcy despite a $7 billion injection from the Department of Agriculture to mitigate losses caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Farmers found themselves at the center of the industry hardest hit by the crisis as the pandemic slashed commodity values and closed markets around the globe. By the numbers, 8% more farmers filed for bankruptcy in the 12-month period ending June 30th than last year. Hog farmers have lost almost $5 billion in potential and actual profits from 2020. That's from data released by the National Pork Producers Council. Ag firms in California could lose as much as $8.6 billion per a study commissioned by the state's Farm Bureau Federation.
Pope Francis appointed new members to the Vatican's Council for the Economy, and six of them are women. The historic move means there are more senior female officials serving the Vatican than ever before. Each of the new appointees have finance backgrounds, as the Pope created the Council for the Economy in 2014 to supervise the economic management and administrative duties of the Vatican institution. Pope Francis has been overseeing efforts to reform Vatican finances and clean up after a series of scandals that have plagued Vatican operations. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.